We are on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Ubishas Hagitois Nemonim Af Alatrume. Damaratzim Anemon Alatrume Bishas Hagitois. Uramini. So the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha. A goimer zeisov. A person is goimer de zeisim, and Amoritz is goimer de zeisim, yeshayer kupa achas, the yitneno laoni koyin, or we see Taisus is girls laine koyin. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, a goimer a zeisov am haoritz, shebo ligmer a zeisov, yeshayer kupa achas le tzeirech trumoisov, should be Mishaya one kupe for the Tume, Vietnano Laoni Kayin, Laine Kayin, Vierno, and he should observe it, Shlei Urshiru Azeisim, that the Zeisim were not Urshir, Vakoyin Yaseno Betare, seems the Kayin will make the Shemen Betare, Alme Bishas Hagitois Vabadim Einemonim. The Turyevin is Meirer, it's very unclear. V'yir'eno shaloi hukshiru azeisim. He'll see that it wasn't mukshir. How can you see if it was mukshir, if it wasn't mukshir? It could be it was mukshir and then it dried up. And b'chlalan ha'ma'oritz is neman to say that it wasn't mukshir. Aba al koponim, we see that when it comes l'maisa for the trume, we do not trust the ha'ma'oritz and we give it to a koyim. And in our Mishnah it says that Bishas Hagitois, the Amoritz himself is Nemon. Omar Rav Nachman loy kashe, ho becharfi, ho ba'afli. Ba'afli, so Rashi says, shekva over zman Hagitois lerube da'alme. Afli is a loshen me'ucha. That means most of the people already ended the zman Hagitois. So now if a person is still oisik, and by him it's still the Zman Hagitois, so he doesn't have the heter or the nemonis of an Amoritz anymore, and the Loi Mehema, we go basa roi v'oilo. We go basa roi v'oilo. Omalei rav ade barave kigoin mai. What falls into the category of afli? To oison shall base avicha. So Rashi says, shall base avicha afli have. These are after the zman of the beis hagitais. The zman when by your father they're still being derech zeisim vanovim. That's ready after the zman. And the Rabbi Nechananel says, Va'avoysov shall Rav Nachman hoyulem harbe. They had a lot of zeisim, a lot of anovim. Voyumis achrin harbe achrei kol odom. And they ended much later. So we see from the Rabbi Nechananel that if the reason why they were ma'acher was because of the ribui zeisim vanovim, but still it doesn't fall into the category of zman hagitois. That means even though he has a legitimate reason for continuing to be mamshich the gas, but lamaisa this is not the zman that roiv ha'olam is still oisik to be derech the zeisim and anovim. Rav Yosef Omar Beglilo Shonu. Rav Yosef said another teretz, that what it says, that Begneno La'ine Koyin, is speaking about Begolu. Umas Nisan Sarashi says, the Kotoni Dimehemne Biyehudikoy. The Mishnah that says that they're Nemon, The Mishnah speaking about Yehuda. Diktani reish sheb Yehuda namonim altaris yain v'shemen v'alokoi v'shasagitais v'abadim afalatrumen. The Rabbi Nechanan also seems to be say to say she'enem namonim la'ilam. It would seem that pshat is that since in Yehuda they had to give them an amonis lagabi kodesh, so they gave them an amonis lagabi truma also. A kaponim b'shar sagites, a baron galul, they never gave them an amonis lagabi kodesh, so they didn't give them an amonis lagabi truma also. That would seem that's pshat in Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Eisvei abayim. So by yes and Rabbi Yosef, we learned Eber Hayardim v'Golil Halrei Henki Yehuda, that the Golil is like Yehuda. Namonim ala yayin b'shas ha-yayin, ala shemen b'shas ha-shemen. Avoloi ala yayin b'shas ha-shemen, vloi ala shemen b'shas ha-yayin. So we see Klov, not the way Rabbi Yosef said, that what? That b'Golil, they don't have an amonis. B'shas ha-yayin, they have an amonis. So the previous stats we have to say that Hobacharfi Boba Afli, it's totally if they only have an amonis bisman when Reiv Ha'ilam is Isaac in the Drichas Eisim Vanov. Let us see Taisvis. Yitnena La'onikoyim. Perish Rashi v'yire and he'll see shalai urshiru azaisin. Mashme mohoche de be'inen hersha bezaisin v'lei marshalai b'shas mesike. And when they harvest the zaisim and they put them into barrels, so the even though there's a liquid that comes out, that liquid is not marshal the zaisim. Udoloike perish Rabbi Natam Shapish Bekama de Shabbos, Imata Makniteni Gezrani ala Mezike Vishuv Gozala, that Mezike, the Kamukhsha by Mezike, not like the Rabbi Natam. Chemash Mbekulatis after the Taras Per Gimur, the Tony de Binim Bezaisim Hersha. Vyesh Tam Nochem Ludovic, the Perish Risha Mashke Zaisim, Ein Elamoyel Baum of Lechoshiv Mashke. The liquid that comes out of the zaysim b'shas mesika that doesn't have a teres mashke, so memele is not machshir the zaysim. La'enei kayin garsinon b'chein gores rashi v'ch yisi b'seider ha-mishne de taris ha-goyim zaysov yitneno la'enei kayin divrei rab meyer. Rabbi Yudai Meim Soloi Mavteyach, Umam Degos Loni Koyin, Shibishu B'yodai. Begli Loshonu, so Toisves has a different shot than Rashi. So Toisves says, what's the Indian, why by Golil were they not Nemon B'shas Agitais? Sheyesh Lohem Roiv Shemen, because in Golil they had a lot of shemen, u'ma'achim bebadim b'roiv shemen sheyesh lehem lasoy. So they were ma'achim bebadim. So the Turiyevan asks, so what is, if this is pshatim b'Golil, so what is the difference between Rav Yosef's teretz and the previous teretz? What was the previous teretz? The previous teretz was, that hobechalfi hobeafli. So afli means that if they're ma'acher, this man of the badim and the gitois, so this is not called shas. It's not called shas agitois. So what did Rav Yosef said? Begolu shana that they're ma'acher. Would seem Taisus learned a different pshat in ba'afli. Taisus seems to learn that it was a different crop. There was Chalfi and Afli. If there was a later crop, since the later crop was not such a Rogaldiki crop, then there was no, and the later crop, there was no din of Shas Agitais. But on the first craft was in the Mshas Lagitis. But if Kozman, a person is Oisik in the gas of whenever the crop was, that's called Shasta Gita. Stasis, did not learn like the Rabbi Nechananu. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Machadish. Rabbi Yosef was Machadish. Afilu by the first crop, if their mamshech, the gas, That also is not called Shasa Gitois. That was a Chiddush of Rav Yosef, and the Gemara is Chaylik on him. We have a Rayanit as a Akoponim, Taisvis says a new Pshat in Golu, and this Pshat is built on an assumption that there was a lot of Shemen in the Golu. So Mamela, it took a lot of time for them to be finished with the Beis Abad. It took it was Nimshach as man that was more Meucher than Reif Ha'ilom. So Taisis says, V'hochi nami oma peirikira. So Taisis is going to bring Rayis that there was a lot of Shemen in Golo. So Taisis brings a Gemara in Kira. Gabi metaltalin knune agav kitmo. There's a sugya there that one is permitted in Shabbos to be metaltal a knune, which is kloima machto agav kitmo. Now let's just explain what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara is speaking about over there that a person has a machto. In the machto there are ashes, which became ashes Erev Shabbos. The ashes are not mukze. And there's a shemesh for them. One can use them for different tashmishim, to be mechaserik, etc. And there also was in this machte shivrei eitzim, which were mukze. So now the shaila is, so you have here a keli, which has ashes, which are not mukze, shivrei eitzim, which are mukze. So it says, metaltalin kenune agav kitme. One is permitted to be metaltal this kenune, this machte, because of the yeshes. That means it's a dover hamutter. It's a bosses le dover hamutter and a dover le dover hamutter le dover haosel. So one is permitted to be metaltal the keli. Kedlel minei, machta agav afra. Chaim Perish Baruch. Va'odiv tvei mikalkolo ve'even shebesoicha. And this is a bigger chiddush than kalkolo ve'even shebesoicha. But it's not a bigger chiddush that it says there before that one is permitted to be metaltal a kalkolo malaya perish ve'even besoicha. So what's the chiddush? So you see, klo that a kli that has a dvar muktzin, a dover heta, one is permitted to be metaltos. So what's the chiddush? That ashes and shivrei eitzim. So there's a bigger chiddush because shivrei eitzim were more choshev than an evan. So memele there'd be a svara to say that the iker content of this machta is the shivrei eitzim. That's it's choshev. Afal pikein, he says a chiddush. If there are ashes, one is permitted to be metaltal the knune agav kitma because of the ashes, even though the muktze shaboy is choshev. So the Gemara asked the kasha. We learned v'shavin shim yesh bo shivrei psile sha'osa letaltalo. If you have a ner, and in the ner, the shivrei psile. Now, shivrei psile is, these are used wicks, which are mukze. So one is not permitted to be metaltal the ner, which the ner burnt Erev Shabbos. Shebotu hakli ha-hashemen agav ha-psile. That means, since the psile is choshuv, so the shemen in the keli, in the etzem keli, become bottled to the shivrei psile, And it's called, everything is a nitpal to the mukze, and it's called yimei metal for mukze. So the Gemara asks, so just like we say over here, that the ner and the shemen is bottled to the shivrei psile, so the kenune and the kitme should be bottled to the shivrei yates. And that's the Gemara's kash. Umukilo biglilo shano. The Gemara says, no, they're speaking about golo. Golo is different. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? Kloimas, and our Taisva says Pshat. Sha'ashirim habu, in Golo they were very wealthy. Miroiv Shemen, v'loi kopti alei, so Shemen was worthless. Shemen, there was abundance of Shemen. Is bot alei agav psila, that is Pshat. So that means that Bishlam, if you have a knune with kitmo, you have ashes, no ashes, you have achshivis. So the knune with the kitma did not become bottled to the shivrei yetzim. But in Golol, shemen is worthless, because that he had an abundance of shemen. So memela, so there it becomes bottled to the shivrei psila. So we have already, so Tosfos brought a raya from a gemara in Shabbos, that there was abundance of shemen in Golol. Bedugma ledovar ahil de perikama de Sanhedrin. Tul igrise. Take a letter, uksoiv, and write on the letter, lachone b'nei glilo, iloi v'satoi, de gol elyin, gol tachtoim, lafushim maisram im hatone de zei, so that they should make sure to be mafresh maisres. Al koponim, so we see that that was, to Golo, you had to write about the Maisrit from the Mat and the Zeisim because there was an abundance of Zeisim. Ubenozir Perik Beishamai Beglilu Shonu, the Chamra Odev Mimishcha, that in Golo, wine was more choshev than oil. V'yayin hoyemotzilem halbe. Now Taisus says, now I have another proof that they had an abundance of Shemen. Because they had a lot of yayin. How do you know they had a lot of yayin? The roiv shtiyoson bekach. The roiv of the shtiyah that they drank in Golo, they drank wine. They didn't drink anything else. They drank wine. Kedamash me bahamaytzi yayin. The Gemara says in Masechta de Shabbos, Diktoni, the Gemara wants to say, the shiurim legabi haitzor, what is the shiur mayim? What is the shiur mayim? When is it called choshuv that is a chiyuv haitzor? So the Gemara says, kedei loshuv es akila. Akila was a certain type of medication, so that if you have enough water to dissolve this medication, the choshuv, so that's called choshuv. Mishim deshchiyach l'refue tvei mishtiyah. Because water was more used lerefue than for drinking. They only drank wine. So when did they use water? They used water when they wanted to make this medicine. So al koponim, so water was not drunk in Golo, because they had wine. And for that's when the Gemara says in Nozir, "Vafiloch ha'yodif lem ha'yayim in Hashemin." The yayim was more choshev than shemin. Mash mishoylem roiv shemin bezil. So shemin was mamish they had in abundance. Kedabrishes. So Memele, so Tosfos went through Seidemoyin, Nezikin, Noshim, and to prove. When you saw that in Golil there was an abundance of Shemen, and that is Pshat Na Gemara. So Memele, by the time they ended their the Shas Abadim by Golil was much later. So Memele, that's where Amaratzim were not Nema. Umiyu, that's how Taisus said Pshat in the Gemara in Kire. Miu perish Rashi. Rashi learned kor an andere pshat. Beglile shonu de perikire. Rashi says, punk verkehrt. Shaha yu aniyim. Number one, in Golo, they were very poor. So Rashi says that the reason why a ner that had shemen and shivrei psilos in it, so it's considered mukze, because the psilos were moira de kosher. They were very poor, so psilos were moira de kosher. So the iker content of this ner was the psilos. So everything became bottled to the psilos.
Since they were very poor,
so when they made refuahs, they had to dissolve the kilo in water. So that is why, so the sheer mayim is what you need to dissolve the kilo.
So Tosfos says, so, I mean, Rashi is saying, mamish the hepech of Tosfos. Tosfos made the Anshe Golo rich, and Rashi says they were very poor.
Dim Kain, if you'll say they were poor, so gam shtiyas mayim shchiyach tvei, kivin shlei hoyo lehem yayin pute lishpay sakilo, vayilam lushaya bishtiyas. So Tosfos asked that if they drank water also, so lechayre, the ikir shimish of water is not to dissolve kiloil. The ikir shimish of water is to drink it. So lechayre, there should be a bigger shear for mayim. Bishlaim, according to Tosfos, no one drank water. The only shimish that water was used for was to dissolve kiloil. So that's the shear itza. But according to Rashi, it's vakel. So lechayre, even though it was used also for medical purposes, but lechayre the ikar shimish of mayim is shtiyah, so lechayre the shir of haitzah should be a shir shtiyah.
Va'id matzino bechulen bepek oisei v'esbenoi ve'erev yom ha'kipurim begolil, that they used to make large sudis, so everyone had meat then, and so you had to go and tell the koinim if the aim was sold, if the bas was sold, I say v'esbnoi. You had to know. Since it was a lot of, they ate a lot of meat. Rabbi Yom Kippurim and the Golo. Mash meshoy ashirim umarbin besudis. It doesn't say Rabbi Yom Kippur anyway. In Golo, there was a multitude of meat was sold. Therefore, the taboch may have been media if the same day that you had there's a problem of I say v'esbnoi. So Tosfos is going again, they were wealthy.
Rashi says, Pshat in the Gemara in Kire, that the reason why the Ner in Golul is Mukze is because the Psilas were very rare, so a Shever Psile was very Choshuv. Amrinen b'shili b'bekame. The Gemara says in Soif b'bekame mekablim in anoshim davamuot. One is permitted to purchase from noshim davamuot kli pishtan begolo. So it seems that they were permitted to that they used to work and they used to sell things. I don't have to declare that it's gozel. This is a normal procedure that women used to work and used to sell. So you're allowed to purchase kli pishton begolu. Alme shemotzi pishton b'neim. If pishton would be so rare, so it's not mistaver that a woman be permitted to sell it. I mean, this is something that was very choshev, and mistame, the husband didn't give her permission to sell this. So therefore, Tosfos is choylek on Rashi. Tosfos says that they were wealthy in Golu. But now Tosfos has a problem in Digduk. V'chikoma lishne da'osa litalta lo. With a mapike. It says, if you have a ner in Golul, one is not permitted to be metaltal. It, to be metaltal har. The mashme dekoi apsila, the shayich bo loshen nekeiva, da ner loshen zocha. So, if you learn, according to Rashi,
So the Ikalomdis is that everything is bottled to the Psila, because Psila is very choshev. So Mamela, so it's called a tiltal of the Psila. That's why it's awesome. It's bottled to the Psila. According to Taisves, Lachayre, the reason why it's also a bit total is because the Shemen is worthless, because Shemen was worthless in Golub. So it's just like you have a Ner, and you have a Psila, so the Ner is a basis to a double Ha'asa. Because there's no Dover Heter there, that's the problem. The problem is not Alts the Psila, the problem is you have a Ner. A Ner is a Keli that's holding a Dvar Mukzi. You don't have anything else there. So L'chayre, it should have said also L'tal T'loy. Now it's been L'tal the Ner, because the Shemen does not make it a Bosses to Dvar Hamutar also. The Ner L'oshen Zohar. Tikal HaMeimah, so Taisi says one Teretz the Koy HaKa'oreh. The Maisi Lel Mutter, Maiser Hashem and Shebener and Shebe Ka'ore, talking about a Ka'ore also. No, a Ka'ore is a Loshen Akeve. Mutter. Vigam Otsinu Loshen Akeve Aner. Ner can also be Loshen Akeve. Ner Haneke Kovsa Ein Zokiklo. So Mamela Sotaisa says with Digduk we can also, get away from this problem. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, that they were wealthy, and there was a lot of wine there, and therefore the Shas Sagitais ended much later by them. Since there was so an abundance of wine, that's why they used to have pains in their eyes. Chachlili enayim eyoyin, v'toyva mayim l'refuas of akelta. They needed, that's why the kiler was very in use, in demand, because they used to drink a lot of wine. So the ka'iv enayim, and that's why the kiler was very popular. So that was the shear of Eitzois mayim. Let us go further in the Gemara. Avru Hagitais Vahabadim. We heard in the Mishnah that after this man Hagitais passed, they violoi Chavi Shal Yayin, and Amaoritz will come to our Koyin Chavi and bring him a Chavi Shal Yayin. Loye Kableno Imenu should be Mekabalit. It's an Amaoritz. It's Becheskes Tome. Avu Menicha Legas Habov. We heard a Mordeke Chiddish in the Mishnah. The Amoretz takes it back, and he puts it back in his house, and next year, when it comes to Shas Hagitis, he takes the old Chovis, and gives them the old Chovis, and then the Koyin is Mekabel B'Seiv upon the Yofis. B'Shas Hagas, the Chover is Nemo. The Amoretz is Nemo. Boi minei merav sheishes over vekiblo mahu shenichenu legas abo. So the Gemara clears the shaila. What is if the Kohen took it away? If he didn't accept it, so forget that. We have a Mishnah that Amoritz takes it back in his house and brings it shas hagitis. What if the Kohen took it? He shouldn't have taken it. Legabi him, it's trumet meir. Now. So, can he also do the same kunz? Now it's trumet meir, has for sholem, I won't drink it now, but I'll put it in a corner, and shas hagitis, shas hagitis already, it's, now all the yayin shalom baratzim has a din of yayin toyer. Mai shenechenu legas habo, omaluhu tenisua. We learned. Now, before we get into the Raya, let's just first understand, we have here a very interesting Mishnah, and then we'll come to the Raya soon. Chover v'am ha'oretz sheyorshu es aviyim am ha'oretz. You had a chover and an am ha'oretz, and the father was an am ha'oretz. Fine. And we'll see from Rashi, that the we're speaking about Trume. We're speaking about Trume, the Yarshent Trume from their father. The father, the Amoritz. Now, the father had Chobov Amoritz, Sheyoshua Savim Amoritz. Yochel Loi Maloi, so the Chobov can tell the Amoritz, Tul Ato Chitim Shebemokim Ploini, Bani Chitim Shebemokim Ploini. That means like this. That when the father died, he had chitim and tuma kaimis. The chitim and mokim aleph was mukshel lekabel tum. Chitim and mokim beis was not mukshel lekabel tum. Now the father was an amoritz, so the chaver knows that the chitim that were mukshel, we're talking about truma nechayched, so we're talking about truma. So in chitim and mukshel lekabel tum, so that means if he'll take these chitim, so he has to burn it. He can't keep it. We'll see. It's truma tmeya. But the father had chitim and mokim beis. So he comes over to the brother, the Amoritz, and he tells the brother, you know what? I'll make a deal with you. I'll take the chitim and mokim beis. You'll take the chitim and mokim aleph. And Rashi explains, we say yesh breire. By Yerusha we say yesh breire. So I yarshin chitim from mokim aleph. Mokim beis, you ask chitim mokim aleph, and finish. That's mutter. Tul ato yayin shebemokim ploini, vani yayin shebemokim ploini. Or the same way, if there was yayin that he knows that was tome already, and yayin that the father never touched, the chveis. So also you take the tome diki yayin, I'll take the tur diki yayin. Yesh breire. But if there are two minim, he can't say this to his brother, that you take this mean which is tummy, and I'll take this mean which is toil. Let us see what Rashi says. Yochel loimalai tul ato chitim b'mokim plain. Sheyedeya behen. Shehuchsheru, the chavonu, and mokim ploini, these chitim were mukshe. You have a father namoritz, so that means the tome. Vani etel chitim be mokim ploini, sheyedeye shalayuchsher. I know these weren't ukshe. The given the chad minay, since it's one mean, omrin in yesh breire. So we say by Yerusha yesh breire, sheelu hein chelkoi shelze, Eilein chelke shelze. So the chava yarshin the terdike chitim, and the amoritz yarshin the tomidike chitim. Uloi hechlif loi chava la amoritz chelke shebitmeim bishvil chelke shel amoritz betoirim. It's not pshat is that the chava is saying, you know, you take my tomedika ones and you give me in return toyedika ones. That's not pshat. Lehechov lechov lamoritz chelkoi shebetmeim bishvil chelkoi shemoritz betoyim. Avo. Bishnei minim, but what if there's two minim? That means there's lach and there's yovesh. And let's just speak for a minute. The lach was, everything is trume we're talking about. Let's say the lach is tome and the yovesh is toyo. So here the chover cannot tell the amoritz, you know, Bruder Leiden, you take the lach, and I'll take the yovish. There's no such thing. In Yerusha, each mean, both brothers yash and half, so pshat is half of the lach belongs to the amoritz, half of the lach belongs to the chover, half of the yovish belongs to the amoritz, half of the yovish belongs to the Talmud Chacham. So by two minim ein loima breire, the shemeis aviem, because by two minim when the father died, nofal chelik laze vechelik laze vechol aminim. So each one gets a chelik and each min. Benimtza chover ze machlif oloi, the chover is machlif, v'oiver belifnei iver leisitein michshel. Now I'd like to elaborate a little on this halacha. I had a ha'or on the Gemara. Let us be megashim, this inyan, in a little different oifim. Let us speak about, you have a father, a roshe, a brother, a Rosh, and a brother, a Tzaddik. Now, the father left over 200 pounds of meat. 100 pounds was chaza, the other 100 pounds was glatt kosher meat. So now, this is the second case of the Mishnah. So now, the brother, the frumer brother can't come over to his brother, the Rosh, and say, you know what, you eat chaza, you take the chaza, and I'll take the kosher meat. Chas v'shalom. What's pshat in this? Pshat is that Emerson, 50 pounds of the chaza belongs to you. 50 pounds belongs to the brother. That's how the Yerusha was. The Yerusha was 50 and 50. And the glatt kosher meat is also 50 and 50. So what is pshat? You're taking, you're going over to your brother, my 50, no, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you 50 pounds of chaza, and you give me, because of this, 50 pounds of kosher meat. That's a pure tzir of lifnei ivel l'sita mirshul. You marshal him. You're giving him, you have chaza, and you're giving him the chaza. He should give you kosher meat. Lifnei ivel l'sita mirshul. That we can understand very well. But let's go back to the first halacha. Let's say the father left over 200 pounds of steaks. But 100 pounds was bought in Pathmark, and 100 pounds was bought in a glatt kosher meat store. But it's min echad. This is min echad. So then by min echad, we say yesh brere. We say yesh brere. So he comes over to his brother, the Rosh, he gives him a pat on the back. He says, you know what? You take the Pathmark steak, I'll take the glatt kosher steak. And here it's not considered that I'm giving you because by min echot, I ashen the we say yesh breires, I ashen the, you mask him to this, I ashen the kosher meat, you ashen the, it doesn't make any difference too, you ashen the pathmark meat, and finished, we say yesh breires. Dachsach mir, if it's not a pure lifneiva, but it's sich not a mishnas chasidim, that's for sure. That means, I mean, a meiridike meise, that there's 100 pounds of nevela, 100 pounds of kosher meat, and he's gonna go and, he's gonna stoop off the 100 pounds of treife meat, and we say yesh breire, but this whole hatzor, that he should get the kosher meat, and the brother should get the treife meat, that's sicher, it's that's far from a kosher eitze, that's for sure. I mean, so lechera, what is pshat over here? Here it says that by, here we're talking about trumet meyer, talking about trumet meyer. So if you say yesh breire, it's gewaldig. So to listen, you yashin the trumet meyer, I yashin the trumet teure, and shalom al Yisrael. But in a case where you can't say yesh breire, so then already we're from. That you can't say, I can't give you my chelik. That's lifnei ivel l'sita mirshul. So dachsach mir pshat in our gemara is there's a meiridike chelik between our Gemara and the Moshul, which I spoke about with 100 pounds of Nevela and 100 pounds of kosher meat. We are speaking about Trume of an Am HaOretz. Now we have to understand Trume of an Am HaOretz, even though the Chaber, a person who is a Chaber, is not permitted to eat it, and we'll learn further, if he has truma vamos, he has to burn it, he has to get rid of it, it's truma tmeye, that is for a chavo. A chavo, that is from, a chavo has to be noyig with truma of an am ha'oretz, that it's truma tmeye, and all the way. Afal pikein, we see this truma tmeye, if the Am HaOretz comes, the same Truma Tmei, if the Am HaOretz will come the next year, Bishar Sagitis, he gives them this Truma Tmei, all of a sudden it's kosher. So we see this Truma Tmei is not bad. It's good. It wasn't such a, for a Chavar, it's not a Mahuda de Kehechshre. For an Achavar is Mechuyev to burn it and not to eat it. Certain times he can eat it. But I saw in Migdash David, for the Am HaOretz, it's, for him it's good enough.
They weren't nizer in the chumris of chaverim, so it wasn't acceptable by the chaverim. But lemaise by the amoritz, it's that's the type of truma he eats. I mean, you call him a zov, whatever he eats is tummy, but it's not. I mean, it was a chumre legabi chaverim, but it's only a chumre balme. So memela, let's think about the first case. In the first case over here, when the father, who was also an Amoritz, the father left over chitim muchshorim and chitim sheinim muchshorim. Now, it was truma. So the truma that was a muchshor for als Amoritz, it's truma tmeya. Fine. The truma sheinim muchshor is truma tahira. Now the chover comes over to the Amoritz and he says, you know what, Brida Leiden, you take the trume that was mukhshar, and I'll take the trume that was not mukhshar. Was he marshal him in anything? Between you and me, what's going to happen if you do the other way around? He'll be a tzaddik. He'll go, no, Brida Leiden, you'll take the trume that's not mukhshar. What's going to happen? 5 minutes later, it's going to become Trumat Tmei also. I mean, you'll take this and you'll give it to the brother, so it's going to have to become Trumat Tmei. So he's doing anything wrong to the Amoritz. The Amoritz eats this Trumat. For the Amoritz, that's Trumat Teire. For me, it's Trumat Tmei. I'm a chaver. For me, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not allowed to eat it. I have to burn it, we'll see later. That's for the chaver. But for the Amoritz, that's it. So memele, in the tzir of the reishi, if you can say yesh breire, I'm not doing anything wrong. Verkehrt. I'll take the trumet tahoire, you'll take the trumet tmei, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not marshal you with anything. We made yesh breire. But in the sefer, when I yarshin, there was a dover lach and a dover yovish. And we have to say, we can't say yesh breire by two minim. So the dovo lach is truma tmei. So I took half of it and you took half of it. Now, by me, this is truma tmei. I'll have to burn it. For me to come over to you and say, you take this and you give me the half of the yovish, that's lifnei iver leisite mirshol, because according to me, this is truma tmeya, according to me, I'm not allowed to give this to you. And das sich mir, this is a meiridike raya to a meise choyshev on the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech clears a shayla, if there are two people, one smokes cigarettes on Yontif, he holds it's a dovah shovel lechol nefesh, that's what his Rav Paskin, and the other one doesn't smoke cigarettes on Yontif. His Rav told him it's not a dovah shavu lechol nefesh. You have two people. So the Shar HaMelech clears a shayla, if the one that smokes asks the one that doesn't smoke, give me your cigarette, it's Yontif. So the Shar HaMelech clears a shayla, is it mukze? Here's a shayla, hilchis mukze. I hold you're not allowed to smoke. Maybe by me it's mukze. You smoke. That's the Shar HaMelech shayla. So the Maisa Choyshev says, he doesn't understand. We're claiming about a muktzah de kishayla. She claimed about a leaf naiva de kishayla. That means if I hold it's also to smoke, how am I allowed to give you a cigarette on Yontif? I'm being marshal you. You have a rov that says it's mutter. Good, but that doesn't have to me. If I hold it is also, so memela by giving you a cigarette, I'm oiva leaf naiva. That's what the Maisa Choyshim says on the Shar HaMelech. And I think this is Pshat Rashi. That is Pshat Rashi says by two meaning. If I yarshin a chelik of the Trumat Meir, and I'll give it, and I'll give it to you, I'll say you take the Trumat Meir, and you give me the Trumat Tohire. So Rashi says, V'oi v'nimtze chover ze machlif oloi, so he's we're making an exchange. And I'm machlif, I'm giving you my trumet meye. You should give me trumet teire. V'oiva belif me'iva leisite mirshol. That means if according to me, it's trumet meye, so I'm oiva lif me'iva leisite mirshol. I'm not allowed to give it to you. Even though you're allowed to eat it, but I'm not allowed to give it to you.
That's what Rashi is saying. In Dachsimu here, well, Raya, another Raya from Rashi. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, Rashi says, there's a Chakirin Achroinim. If a person is marshal someone with an Isser Darabonon, is he either the Raisa de Kelifne Iver or not? Is this called a Michshol de Raisa, or it's still only is a Michshol Darabonon? If Rashi says, Va'oiver Belifne Iver Leisite Michshol, and this whole thing is only a Darabonon, a Philog Lagabi, the Chover, it's not more than a Darabonon. And Rashi says, Va'oiver, so it seemed that it's a Daraisa de Kelifne Iver. Now let us go further in the sugi. Vitani alo, oisei chova. Now this chova, so when it came with lach and yovesh, they were two minims, so they had to split up the lach together and the yovesh together. Vitani alo, oisei chova, soirev halach. The lach, by him it's trumet meye, he has to burn it. Umeiniach es a yovesh, and the yovesh he keeps, the yovesh is toil. So now we have here a case that a koyin got Trumat Meya Biyurusha, and it says he has to burn it. Amai, Yenichenu Legasabo, if you'll say that if the Kain was Mekabel the Trume, he also has the same Eitze of putting it Achasa Gas, so let him also Yenichenu Legasabo. So Zaraya, that the Kain, when the Kain gets it, he has to be Marshev with its Trumat Meya, and you have to burn it. So the Moshe says it's no rai, bedobo she'ein loy gas. It's speaking about something that doesn't have a gas. That means shemen, gmod ha'min ha'el dobo lach min shemen. Shemen, there was a zman ha'gitois, zman beis ha'badim, there's a certain zman. Here we're speaking about sheikha. Sheikha, there's no miyuchadik zman. Whenever people make sheikha, they make sheikha. So therefore, this is a mashke that doesn't have a miyuchadik zman. So Chazal never gave a heter on this mashke to purchase from a nama oret. So memele, so therefore there's no gas. So therefore he has to burn it. Frag the Gemara v'inichenu l'regel, but there's another eitze. By regel, kol Yisrael chaverim. Everyone is a chover, no amaratzim, et shalom al Yisrael. V'inichenu l'regel. So the Gemara says, bedobo sheinim mishtamar l'regel. Could be it's talking about something that it won't hold till the regel. It's going to spoil before them. So memele, so it's no raya. I said, the Gemara is matcha the raya. Could be lemais, if there could be something that has a gas, you know, channel, they could achas a gas. And then, or you know, channel achas a regal. And he was speaking about something, the Shani Mishtamel a regal. What does Rashi say? Seirif es halach, im koyinu, v'ye shemen le trume, the shemen for trume, madlikei le neiris. It's trume tmeye, so it's muta bahano. Bedover shein loy gas gegoin sheikh tmorim shel trume bei soire floshni buto not he kindles it, he destroys it. So the mice in the handle the rego shtu mesam oretz eina berego vim kereno. Now I don't understand why Rashi says vim kereno lachere berego. Everything is, why can he use it berego? It was vim kereno. I don't understand. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara answered that it's speaking about that a double shayna mishtam. Let us see Taisvis. Chovu v'ama'oret sheyoshu asabiyim, masnisani b'perik vov didma, yuperish rashi tam shal mishnezu, bitam breire, demikore huvra adobo she'elu lechel koi nofar. So there's no problem whatsoever. There's not called his marshalim. Avul b'shnei minim lemrinen huvra radova. V'chein perish hu atzmoi mishnah cheres. Rashi said pshat in another mishnah also als breire. What's the other mishnah? Geir v'nochi sheyorshu asadiyim. A geir and a nochi that yashin the father. Yochol loymer so di. We learned, Geir v'nochi sheyorshu asabiyim, yochol loymar, so the Geir can tell the Nochi, tul ata avay dezore, vani etel mois, You'll take the avodah zarah, and I'll take the money. The islay breire, awesome. You say breire, yes breire. So lochere, this Rashi is a pella. Then there's two minim. By two minim, Rashi says, you don't say yes breire. This is money in avodah zarah. So the Meiri brings down as follows. Chovor va'am ha'oret yershim min hadin. So there the yershim min hadin. So by two minim, there's an equal yerusha in each min. Avol ger v'goy ein ha'ger yershim min hadin. Elo shem yachzer l'suroi. A ger b'chlal doesn't yershin. Umitoich kach Itiru bechiluf kozman shleigil liyodei. So the Meiri says a girl doesn't yashin at all. There's no relationship at all with the father. She shouldn't yashin at all. Chazal wa masakin a yashin shleyachzel asure. The brother will become a millionaire overnight, and he won't get anything. He might change his mind about his geiris. So the rabbanon said that he yashins. So it could be that the Meiri means to say as follows. Really, Meiri Adini doesn't Yarshin. So, could be they didn't give him a Din Yerusha in something L'Ra'osoi. That means, why should Chazal say that he has to Yarshin Davoy Dezore in order that he'll have problems that he won't be able to use half of the Yerusha? So, could be over there, since the whole Yerusha is a Yerusha, so they said he only yarshins the dvorim amutorim. Al kaponim calls man who was leinichnis loshu say that's what he yarshins. So as again we'll say breire, we'll say I yarshin this and you yarshin this. Al kaponim we have here mishnayis that by Yerusha we say yesh breire. Or Yakosha Lamoiri, even the Stam Mishnah Islay Breire, since this is a Stam Mishnah, in the whole Yesh Breire, is Tikshimineila Rabbi Yoichin, and Doma Achin Shecholkalakuch, and say Marzirin Zelos Rabbi Yoivum. Alme Ein Breire, Rabbi Yoichin and Holds Ein Breire, and Rabbi Yoichin and Paskins like a Stam Mishnah. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. וכן בבחיר ספרק יש בחיר גבי נוסני עד שלא יכול כוי מוקי רובר המאי ורב יהודה כרב אסי דומחן שחולקו מחצי ישן ומחצי לקוחס אלמה מספקלו יש בריר אלוהים. So now Tosfos is, let us just say for 1 minute what the Gemara Bechiras is speaking about. The Gemara Bechiras is speaking about as follows. That there was a father that had twins and two sons, and one was a b'chayr and one was not a b'chayr, and we don't know which one was the b'chayr. His kozman, the father, is alive. There's no shaila whatsoever. The father has to go and give the koyim chamish loyim because he has a son of b'chayr, even though he doesn't know exactly which son is the b'chayr, but he has to go and give the koyim. Now, it's speaking about that after Shloshim Yom the father died, without paying the kohen, and he left over 5 sloim. He left over 5 sloim. So now the halacha is as follows. If we would say, Achim Shecholku Yerushimayim, so it comes out that his two sons Yarshin the 5 sloim. So the din is that Milva Alper Goyve Mina Yerushim. So Memele, so there each one is a Yoirish, the father owes 5 sloim. So the with mom from each ben with mom 2.5 sloim, and the kain will get his 5 sloim. If you hold Achim Shecholkalakuchisheim, so the Gemara says Milve Aksuba Bateira Lav Kiksuba Bishtar Domin, you don't mom from Lakuchis. So if they are lekuches, you can't want anything from them because it's a milvak suvah teilavkik suvah bishtar. The Gemara says that they hold machza yershim machza lekuches, so bechlal can only mon from the achim 2.5 sloik. Fine, that's the sugi. So what's Tosfos kasha? So Tosfos kasha, it's also very modern. You hear the pesach, a mishner, a meir, a yude. That hold machze yoshim, machze lekuchas, and here we have a psastam mishnah that holds yesh breire, we say yoshim. It's also modern. Now, the lekech yain min akusim, that with there we see we hold yesh breire, leka lakshuye. That Mishnah Stamazai doesn't come into our problem. The sheminim nei breire, the hosam paim achinei, that's a different parsha, shemeforish dvorov behedye, because there he says klo, that so shani osi lahafri should be truman, there should be dos. So if he says klo, then everyone holds breire. Avol Yerusha de Memele Aviloi. So Taisus says the whole Rabbi Yochanan that says Achin Shecholku Lekuches, the Rabbi Yochanan can also be Moide Telekech Yaimi Bein Akusim. There it's speaking about that he was Meforish. If he's Meforish, then you say Yesh Breire. And Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Yosha, but there was no one spoke out clearly that the Yerusha should be the way they'll decide later how to divide the Yerusha. Fine. Yeah. That it matters if you're Meforish, if not Meforish. Let's go on the first kasha. That the first kasha was that, Rabbi Yochanan holds Achim Shechol Kulakuches. He holds Ein Breire. And we see from this Mishnah we hold Yesh Breire. So Tosfos says, could be by the Rabbonon Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Breire. So Tosfos says that's wrong. Kashemine lei b'shili beye Ein Breire av beiru beitchumim de Rabbonon. So Mamela said that's not a good teret. Now here a shtikel ha'ora on Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that midarabonon. Tosfos is saying that midarabonon we say. Tosfos is saying that midarabonon you say yesh breire. Now lachayre, why in our sugya is it called adarabonon? Lachayre in our sugya. L'chayre in our sugya, it should be called adiraisa. Why should it be called adiraisa? Because it's a shaila in lifnei iver. That means the shaila is if you'll say yesh breire, there's no lifnei iver. If you'll say ein breire, there is lifnei iver. So l'chayre, why is this called adarabonu? L'chayre, it's called adiraisa. So I wanted to say, it could be from Tosfos's mashme that Tosfos holds a lifnei iver and a nisa drabon and it's only a drabon dik a lifnei iver. So it's only noigeya a drabon. I mean, drabon you say yesh breir. Could be that from Tosfos. Then Tosfos feels always on the kashe. Mil kamas tomi mishnayis de metzinu de ein breir. Ubekama Makoim is plukta de Tanoi, Bepeg Bakol Malvin, the Dochel is some Amela, so there's no Chlorazach if we hold Yesh Breire in Breire. Bepeg Bakol Malvin, the Dochel Lasuye Tana de Breire, Lei Maisi Hach, why didn't they bring our Mishnah? Shim Dadifale Lasuye Milse, the Tana Niskebo, who the Tan is, Begam Milse Dairi Beruvi Trumim Dairi Bo, we're speaking about Erev Trumim, that's what I want to speak about. Wants to find the tanhold yesh breire by Ruvi Trumim. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, v'im omar hifrashti l'soicho revi'is kodesh nemo. If he said hifrashti l'soicho revi'is kodesh, that means he came to the kohen. And he said, you know, there's a revius of Kodesh in this Chavis of Trume. So Nemon, he's Nemon on the Trume, even Bemza Hashone. Nan Hosa. Moidim Beishamai Ubeisilu Shaboitkin Loisei Pesach Bein Boitkin Loichlei Trume. We're speaking about a Beisa Pras. That's a sode shenechrash bo kever. And a person has to go through this Beis HaPras in order to bring a Korban Pesach. a person has to go to this Beis HaPras, he wants to know if afterwards he's allowed to eat Truma. So it says as follows, Boitkin lo'isei Pesach, ve'ein boitkin lo'ichloi Truma. If a person has to bring today a Korban Pesach, so we're boidik, this Beis HaPras, and we rely on the Bedikah. If a person has to eat Truma, and he has to go to this Beis HaPras, we tell him, Rabbi, you go to this Beis HaPras, and you'll wait 7 days, and you'll have Azor Shlishi Yishvi, and then you'll eat Truma. My boitkin, what, how is the boitkin? Am avido mishmu, menapeyach odom Beis HaPras, vohoylech, rabchi barabe, mishmeidul oma Beis HaPras, shenidash toyer lo'isei Pesach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shaboitkin loise Pesach, Beisa Pras, Kilimaforish Bos, Loyoylich Lasse is Pishoi, Ubeisa Pras, Shel Sodo, Shenechesh by Kever, Mavsik. It is a Sode, Shenechesh by Kever. They plowed over the field, and the Kever, which was in the field, the Atsomis that were in the Kever, were spread over the whole field. Boitkai Benefiche, so you buy the kip in the fiche. God, I saw the Miri says you take a mapuach, a bellows. And when you walk along, he goes with the bellows and he starts blowing away the earth. Vim yesh etzem kisoira, and there's an etzem kisoira rayeyu. That means it seems the bellows push away the, that's covered with dirt, so he'll pushes away the dirt. Rayeyu v'nishmat mimeno. He'll be able to see if there's any atzamis there. Ve'etzem kisei reine metama ba'oyil, ela b'magir b'mase. V'kach boidik b'nefich, eshlo yasitenu b'ragle. He shouldn't kick it. So then, kufenz etz metama b'mase. So you make this bedike for oichle pesach. Oise pesach. Ve'im boidkin lo oichle trume. In soimchim al bedike, so you don't rely on this bedike. The kivin, the ein zman kavua la'achile. Since there's no zman kavua for eating truma, you have to eat truma this week. Yamtin shiva yomim v'yazer shlishi shvi v'yitpo. So we don't rely on this bedika l'gabi truma. Avagabi pesach hel beis apras darabono lemidu devrayim b'mokim kores. They wouldn't, since the whole beis apras is at darabono lemidu devrayim, they relied on this bedika of nefiche, and that was one shot. And Rabchi Barabi Mishmeidula Mabeis Lepas Shenidash Toil. The beregel that if it was trampled over with, so then we don't have to be chayush that there's any atzomis, he'll be meisit atzomis. So when one goes to this Beis HaPras, you don't have to make any bedika whatsoever. Vizui bedikosai, boidikim nidish, oiloi nidish. You just find out if it was trampled over with. So then we're not chayush for any hesed batzomis. So the Gemara says, loisei Pesach, let me do the Rambam Akim Chorus. A person is loisei Pesach, so I didn't want to be machmer. They relied on the Nidish. Loichle Trume, Mida Devrem, Bemokim Misa. But Loichle Trume, Mida Devrem, that they gave him a din Tome, today that let the Bemokim, if it's Misa Bede Shemaim, if a person eats Tume, Trume betume saguf. Iboyilu. So now the Gemara clears the shal. So we have here our guidelines. What are the guidelines? The guidelines are that, as follows, that for Trume, we will not rely on a bedik in a Beis HaPras. For Pesach, we will rely on it. Iboilu, bodak lepischai ma'asher yoichel betrumosai. What is if he was boidik for the Pesach? So now for Pesach, we relied on this bedik. Ma'asher yoichel betrumosai. Is he permitted to eat Trume? Is ula oma bodak lepischai mutter lechel betrumosai. He's allowed to eat Trume. If Rabbi Barula Omar Bodek Lepischei also Lechel Betrumosei on Pesach they were matter Lemida Devrein B'mokim Koris, but on Truma they weren't matter. Omaleya he sovele siflegale de ule. So this Otri told Rabbi Barula, don't be chelik on your father. This nan kavosi, we learned a mishnah like him. We learned in our mishnah. Vim omar he frashti le seicho revius kodesh. That if the Amoritz comes and says there's a revius kodesh in this chavis, is nemon on the trume. Alme mit dem Mehemon HaKodesh, Mehemon HaMiyatrum, if it's just like he's believed on Kodesh, so you believe him on Truma also. So Chinami mit dem Mehemon HaPesach, Mehemon HaMiyatrum. The same thing over here, since he's Nemon HaPesach, so you Mehemon HaMiyatrum. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, במקום שיש בחייב מיסה, כגוין תומי האיכל תרומה. מיגו דמהמן הקודש, מהמן התרומה. שגנאיו למזבח, שתהי תרומה המחוברס לוי בחזקס תומה, והקודש יקורב למזבח. So Rashi says that is the lomdus. That means it's a gnai for kodesh, that you have one chavis, and the revius yayin of the chavis, that we're makriv on the mizbech, that's kashal in the sochim, and the rest of the chavis, that's mechubolei, we say chas v'sholem, that's trumat meyeh, so we don't do such a thing. So a meila, the same thing. If we will assume that if he's Neman, he can bring a Korban Pesach, so it's a gnai for the Pesach to say that he's Tomei Legabi Trumah.